Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart, a living broadcast. God speaks to us in the heart. He's alive, His word is alive. And as we overcome, we overcome obeying His word. And as we overcome, people get to see the true nature of God. Our victory is very important to the world. We must win in life in order to fully represent the Lord our God and King. All doubts can be solved. Daniel used to speak in a way that solved doubts. Things that they didn't know, the others could not do what Daniel did. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream about the times of man, the kingdoms, the rise and fall of different kingdoms. He wanted to know what would happen after his reign. And the Lord showed him a dream, but he forgot it. The Lord showed him the dream, he forgot it. And he would only trust the one who could tell him the dream and the interpretation, or otherwise he was going to kill the people that were supposed to be doing this. He wanted to trust the true and living God. He was tired of the old witchcraft. He was tired of the lies. He wanted the truth. And God put it in his heart. So he decided he would kill all the magicians, the Chaldeans, the soothsayers, everybody that, if they couldn't interpret that, tell them the dream and interpret it, they had to go. And then Daniel rose up, said he'd tell the king his dream and the interpretation. And the Lord gave him the dream and the interpretation. And now King Nebuchadnezzar had something to go on. And the words of Daniel, they said they solved doubts. See, when you go in God's presence and learn from him, your life can solve doubts. Christians, they're still on the fence about whether God will heal them or not. Even though Jesus went around healing the sick and raising the dead and causing the blind eyes to see and deaf ears to hear and the lame to walk. And everybody who asked him for healing, he never turned them away. And people wonder if it's God's will for him to heal them or somebody they love and care about. And even though the word of God says plainly it's God's will to heal. And I'm just using healing for an example. It's the same thing for other situations in our lives. They think God got them trapped in the form of semi-prosperity. When the word says that, you know, the word gives you the kingdom of God. You have the kingdom of God. You just have to learn how it operates. And there's no limits to how far you can prosper. That's up to you. That's up to me. Whatever we put in motion, God puts in motion. And I know how it feels to wonder about how far you can go. And I had, the second year I had the radio broadcast, it may have been the first year, and I had to come up with money every month. And I started a business so I could do it. But then there are times where things are slow. And I'm praying, and I asked the Lord to help me with my finances. He said, what you push, I push. What you pull, I pull. In other words, there's no limits to how much you can do if you really want to get something done. Present your case before the Lord and do it. Act on what he say do. If we win in life, people get to see it. If we fail in life, they see that too. Things don't always seem according to the word. But that's the enemy trying to distract you with his illusions. But if you understand and know the Lord your God, you can still do the outstanding works. Daniel said that they that do know their God will do exploits. They will be able to do things beyond comprehension because they know God. God appointed them in the right direction, and they'll use their faith in that direction. If you trust God, do what he say do. That's been my message for years. Because God's going to back you up. You have to operate in faith. The just shall live by his faith. Everything operates by faith. Even as powerful as our anointing can be, it takes us operating in faith to perform it. Moses was anointed to lead Israel out of Egypt. That's why the king and all of his army couldn't get in the way, because the anointing of God was on Moses to guide them right on out of Egypt. And he did it. He did it like God would do it. He did it according to God's instruction. He didn't do it another way. He did it under the anointing. And he didn't realize how powerful that anointing was. He was just obeying God. And all of us are in the same situation. God anoints us to do things, and he just tells us a little bit at a time, something we can be faithful with until we get it. But your anointing can do whatever God wants to do. Whatever he anointed you to do, you can do it, if you use your faith in that direction. Now, if God called you to the ministry and he put on your heart to move to a certain place, you're anointed to move. That means you're anointed to relocate. You're anointed to sell your house and buy another one. However you have to do it, you're anointed and it will work. But you have to act, and you have to act on time or in time. And if you act, everything starts working. Heaven's going to back you up. It's going to look like it'll never work. It's going to look absurd. It'll look like people are going to start giving their opinions. But you override all that because you're anointed, and it's going to work. When you trust God, that's where you operate in faith. Now, trust by itself won't do anything. Trust is a noun. Sometimes people think that faith is a noun. Faith is not a noun. Faith is active. It's always active. It's always current. It's always on. You know, you believe God towards something. All right, you have to go home and rest. Your faith is still on. You know that you got what you wanted. You know that you got the promise. It's not a question. And you go to sleep, you eat breakfast, you get up, and you start working towards that goal again. Faith is active. Faith does the will of God. Faith takes the promise and utilizes it. Because you trust God, you keep doing it. And that's what happens when people are anointed. They learn that they can't fail. Being honest, when I had my first business, there was a lot of things I didn't like about it. I wanted a normal life. I wanted the kind of life I saw my parents have. I wanted stability, but I didn't know I already had it, because I couldn't fail. And I wanted to get paid every Friday and have a certain amount of money, and just like everybody else. But a business don't always do that. Sometimes you make a lot more before Friday. Sometimes you don't make enough in the week, and you have to finish jobs from previous days, and then you'll get paid when you finish. And I had to learn how to relax in what I had, how to rest and be at peace. And it took a long time for me to get to that point. I didn't like to stop until I made a certain amount of money every week. And if I didn't, I felt like a failure. But I was not a failure in God's eyes. Because of what I expected, it seemed like I failed if I didn't make a certain amount of money every week. And sometimes I did, and sometimes I didn't. Sometimes I made a lot more. And when I made more, I was happier. And when I made less, I was sad. until I realized how wrong that was. Jesus said a man's life is not based on what he possesses. The value of our life is much greater than what we possess. We have the ability to possess much. We have the ability to gain much. But what we have to do is look at Him. And then you can rest and you can be at peace in the things of God. And that's what's important. I love the Lord my God and King. And you go forward in life. Just because you may have an unfavorable time right now, that means nothing. You're still anointed. You're still going forward. You're still in faith. And you're still going to achieve your goals. And it always worked out. No matter what happened, no matter what I needed, I always ended up with what I needed. And sometimes what I wanted. And a lot of times what I wanted, really. I put goals out there, I put prayers out there, and I achieved my goals. And the Lord, as I drew near to Him, He showed me the easy way to do it. Sometimes I was doing things the hard way, but He showed me a better way. And it happened over time, you know. When I first started, I fixed the car, I fixed the problem. And then I saw that other problems happened because for instance, if you take a timing belt off, and you don't change the seals, the seals are gonna leak oil on that new timing belt and ruin it. So I learned to not only just put the timing belt on, but do the seals with it. And then over time I said, well, we're going to do the water pump too, because if it breaks, then you got to go back and deal with the timing belt. You know, you do things. So I started doing it as a set, and my customers have a better repair. They can go out of town and come back home and don't have to worry about their car breaking down. I'm happy. They're happy. And you just charge them whatever it costs. And then you have to explain what they're buying. What they're paying for. It works out better. But sometimes even dealerships put just the timing belt on without the water pump. And the water pump may be good, but will it last another 90,000 miles? No. It won't. But if you do it as a set, you protect the car. The Lord show you, He'll give you techniques and He'll show you things, the better way to do something. I've broken down on the freeway before. And you have to wait till somebody just stop and help you. Hopefully before it gets dark. And then you got to get parts to fix the car. And that's a bad feeling. They may not have it. It may take 2 or 3 days before they come in. And it's very expensive to tow a car 100 miles. That's what I see. That's what I think about in my repair strategy. I want my customers to go out of town and come back home safe. When people drive a car, they drive it, their wife, their daughters, even babies, sometimes older people. And they can't be out there in the heat or in the cold, broke down on the side of the road in the dark. The Lord thinks of everything. As we draw near to Him, we learn to think of everything. And then I learn to inspect everything before it leaves. I want to, that way they'll know what to, you know, on my work orders, there's a mechanic recommendation. If I see something that's about to fail, I can let them know. I even check batteries. Batteries, you know, they have a tester where you can tell the life of a battery. And when it's below a certain point, I tell my people, look, go ahead and plan to get a battery. You got about 4 months, or you got about 2 months, or you need one right now. That way, they don't have to kill their alternator. See, the things of God, the wisdom is here. But as we learn, we do better. When I first started, a lot of these things I didn't realize. But going in God's presence, you do better and better. You think greater and greater. So, now men without God don't think the same. I tell other mechanics that I love, look, this is the way to do it. And they don't agree. The things that I learned the hard way, they don't agree to do it another way. They fix the problem and that's all they want to do. They take the short route. And I, you know, but if you do, when you're in God's presence, you learn things and it gets in your heart. Before people can act on something and trust something, if it's in the heart, they'll trust it. If it's not in the heart, they're not going to do it. That's just how man works. So you can't always go by what others are doing. I learned it's not worth it to take the short road. Do it right. And the people that are wise, they can detect that this is wisdom and they agree. Some people try to save money the wrong way. Now, in life, God is going to present to you his wisdom. Again, you have to trust it. If you don't trust it, you won't use your faith to perform it. Whatever you trust God for, you have to use your faith to perform it. You have to use the faith that you have. If you believe what he said, do, then you have to do it in order to have the success. Success requires you, and victory requires you to do the work side. A lot of people want the blessings of God without the work side. The works come with the blessings. The works are a blessing as well. The works comes before the goal. They come with it. If you want the goal, you got to do the works. But salvation, Jesus did the work. So in salvation, you don't do the work. You believe and receive. Your work is receiving. Jesus did the work. Now, the Jews used to try to make the Christians feel like they were not of God because they didn't get circumcised or they didn't keep the Sabbath. They may work on the Sabbath. A lot of people, you know, when Gentiles started getting saved, they worked on the Sabbath day. They didn't observe it. They had to, you know, that was a day of rest. Even in this country, the Sabbath is Saturday. It's not Sunday. But we go to church on Sunday because that was the day that the Lord rose again. So that's the day we observe as our Sabbath. And a lot of people, they don't want to work on Sunday. And they think they're wrong if they work on Sunday. Sunday is not the Sabbath. Saturday is the real Sabbath. Sunday is the first day of the week. Sunday is a work day, basically. Now, in Israel, Saturday is Sunday. And then some people make a big deal out of it. Well, if you work on Saturday, you're wrong. If you observe, you observe. If you don't, you don't. God ain't going to get you if you work on the Sabbath. Now, he made us holy. We can be holy every day. Now, it's wise to have a day where you rest. It is. The weeks that I used to take off on the weekend and just rest, I made better choices the very next week. God know what he's doing. But and sometimes I get way behind and I try to work on Saturday and sometimes Sunday to catch up. Well, those weeks I made the worst decisions. I was tired. my thinking was foggy. But when I took time and rested, I made much better decisions. And in business, you have to have your wits about you. You have to make good decisions. I made less mistakes. I made less mistakes working, and I made better judgments in pricing. I made better judgments in my scheduling and everything. Even what I promised people. I didn't overpromise or underpromise. Everything was just smoother when I got a chance to rest. And so it is in life. God thinks of everything. And as we follow him, we do too. But the wisdom of God must get in your heart before you actually do it. Otherwise, you'll do the normal things that people are used to. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. His return is soon and sudden. And I just said the Lord is not out of time, but the time that he has left is short. And we have to be watching because he's coming back. The rapture is about to happen. But he has time to show you things and help you understand him until he returns. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.